Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Today, a live band, Moons of Mars.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, yes, yes. Jason will be here in minutes, I'm sure. Today on the show, we'll play a game of Slang Bang. That's where we try to guess slang from each other's culture. Jack Fast is going to punk Newport. Today, he's going to pretend like he recognizes an old friend from their name on a name tag. We do that once a week, and it's great fun. And Moons of Mars, yeah, they'll be here later on in studio for a live performance out of Los Angeles just after 9 a.m. We'll try to get them to say the secret word, as we like to do in interviews. This is our KX93.5 Morning Show, Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live, Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
It sounds like a lament, doesn't it,
that? Yep, that's why I played it.
Did you?
I figured you were sad.
I am sad. I'm sorry I'm so late, Tyler. I fell asleep without setting an alarm. Just crashed. We all crashed. The dog, thank you, Mrs. Pickles, woke us up at 10 to 7.
10 to 7?
Yeah, 10 to 7. So I'm really sorry.
What was the first pathetic thing you said when you woke up?
You can't say it. It cannot be said on the radio. But Ava ran and everybody rallied. Ava made coffee. Everything was prepped and ready and in my bag. I put everything, you know. Anyway, it's just so pathetic to be late. Of all the things I could be, late is not one of the things I like to be. Anyway, there you go. Morning, everyone. Sorry I'm late, whatever.
How many alarms do you set typically?
Only one. There's only one to set.
Just
and it wakes
one.
Me up, yeah.
But you just didn't set it.
Shouldn't it be? There should be a thing.
There is a thing. There is a thing.
That it just sets it like, and it just, and yes, it always goes off.
Every weekday
every morning.
Every morning. You can do that.
Can you?
On the iPhone alarm.
Right.
Go to alarms.
Alarms.
Okay. You can do it right now.
Yeah.
And go to
Go
to the time that you wake up,
right,
which, you know, 6:45.
6 a.m.
Okay.
You want to do edit it.
All right. And
we're
then
editing it.
Go to, I think you can go to repeat or.
Repeat.
Yeah, there it is.
Every day.
Every weekday. You don't want it on weekends.
Oh, it doesn't say weekday. It just says every day.
So.
You have to choose the days.
I think you can do it on weekdays only.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Monday,
Thursday,
Tuesday,
Friday.
Thursday, Friday. I should give myself a pass on Thursday.
And then
no, I'm just kidding.
Turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
I've done it.
And you
save.
Never have to worry about
alarm,
it again.
Alarm, weekdays, saved, done.
How great is that?
I love that. What I'm going to do, what I usually do is I set an alarm, and I've set another alarm for 6:15, just in case.
Yeah.
I feel like I can snooze in. So I'm going to set that one as well.
Do you have a snooze on your first alarm?
Similar. I don't bother with a snooze because what happens is I turn it off. I just turn it off. And if I'm snoozing, 6:15 will go off.
The second alarm.
Because 10 minutes
what
not enough.
What if you snooze through that one?
No, that's not happening. Alarm week. I've done it, Tyler. I've done it. I apologize. And now I have set in place something which will ensure that will not happen
and
again.
We have witnesses.
I apologize.
We have witnesses.
Yes,
hey, last night was the Taste of Laguna.
Oh, yes.
And it was my first chance to interact with humans who listen to our new radio show.
Right.
And I heard nice things.
Did you?
Nice things.
You wouldn't tell me, would you, if it were bad things?
No.
We don't share those things.
No, I usually don't share those things with you. Yeah, nice things. Someone told me, Heather told me, who might be listening right now.
Hello, Heather.
That she's woken up to the morning show on KX93.5 every day since we started.
Crikey.
Every day.
Wow.
And there's people like that who we have no idea where you are, who you are, where you're listening from. And sometimes we feel like we're talking to no one. But you're out there, and it's nice to know that sometimes.
Oh, no, that's what we do it for. Hey, it's a good show, Ty. It's all right.
No, I know. I don't have any lack of confidence in that. It was just nice to hear it.
Yeah, it's getting it out there. So tell your friends that there's this show on the radio and it's cool and it's fun and you can call in and you can do anything you want because we're
right.
Friends of yours.
You know, 1% of radio listeners are frequent callers or texters. So if you've
really
listened for a long time, maybe just be like, yeah, it's me. Hello.
Be in touch. Send us a text.
Text us.
Yeah.
949-715-KXFM. We also have Jack Fast on the phone right now. Shall we talk with him?
Let's do that. Come on, Jack.
Jack's going to punk Newport today. How you feeling over there?
All right, what do you guys need me to do this time?
Okay. You sound so thrilled. Today, I want you to go to basically any store that's open, maybe a grocery store, a gas station, or something like that. And you know how employees of stores often wear their name on their name tag?
Most places I've been to.
Yeah. Right, right. So I want you to act as if that person is an old, old friend of yours.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Like you've known them, you've known them your whole life, and it's so good to see them, and you can't believe they're working there, and what have you been up to, and oh my God, how's your family, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you got it. That sounds great.
Your lack of fear is so encouraging and impressive to me. And yes, of course, you won't know this person, and either they will be very confused or they'll play along with you, which I hope is what happens.
I really hope that's what happens. Most people, I believe, would, just to make things not awkward.
Right. That's what I'm guessing as well.
I'm gonna try to get them. I'm gonna try to get them to play along.
All right, Jack. So don't call me when you're like in position. Don't go in until you get us on the phone, and then we'll chat and then have you go inside.
All right, cool.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Talk to you guys then.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
The Laguna Beach High School Breakers football team showed vast improvement last week in a hard-fought 28-18 loss to the number one-ranked Westminster Lions. Tomorrow, they travel all the way to Newport Coast to take on Sage Hill at Raymer Field at 7 p.m. Surprisingly, it's the first ever meeting between these two schools in football ever. It's Laguna's 81st season and Sage Hill's only 14th season. Sage Hill's only going to play 23 players compared to Laguna's 28 players, so our depth is a little bit broader. If you can't miss the game tomorrow, you can hear the. If you can't make it to the game, you can hear the whole thing broadcast live on KX93.5. Either on the FM or online at kx93.5.com.
I don't see how that's relevant.
Live commentary.
Yeah, I don't see how the 83 years and the 14 years, not relevant.
No, it is.
They're not 83-year-old players, are they?
What it means is...
That'd be funny, though.
Means this. The reason why the schools haven't met in football before.
Oh, okay.
Because the Sage Hill Lightning have only been around for a short amount of time.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, didn't quite understand that. Sorry, carry on.
Would you like me to move on?
If you would.
Looking outside the Laguna Beach bubble, at least 717 people were killed and 863 injured in a stampede near Mecca, Saudi Arabia on Thursday morning. The deaths at an intersection in Mina, about 6 miles east of the city, occurred at 9 a.m. on the first day of one of the holiest holidays in the Muslim calendar, and as millions of Muslims were making their pilgrimage or Hajj to Mecca. It appeared to be the deadliest accident during the Hajj since 1990, when 1,426 pilgrims perished in a stampede and a tunnel linking Mecca and Mina, and it occurred less than 2 weeks after a large construction crane toppled and crashed into the Grand Mosque in Mecca, killing at least 111 people and injuring 394 others.
All right, let's have a look at this. Because this is happens every year, same thing. Hundreds killed in the Hajj.
Yeah.
Right? First of all, that crane that fell over was owned by the Bin Laden family. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That is an honest truth.
Wow.
So, if there is a God, then okay. Ha! I hate to sound like John Boehner, but that's why it fell over. And then the other thing is, this thing happens every year. I mean, I'm all for a beautiful and ancient religious ritual.
Right.
I just did one yesterday, Yom Kippur.
Right.
Right? But no, nobody got stampeded. Well, we didn't know. Nobody got stampeded because there were 27 people there. But... But every year this happens, and every year people die. And at what point do you go, wait a minute, this is all about praying to God for good things to happen to us.
Yeah.
And yet every year, hundreds of people...
Is it just that there's narrow passages? And one mentioned a tunnel. Why? How?
It's many, 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 many thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of people all trying to get into a place that doesn't... Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't fit that many
it's
people.
It's a square peg in a round Muslim.
What an awful way to go.
Horrible way to go.
Yeah.
Really diabolical. And, they've got to get it figured out.
Let's look at the Pope news.
Ah, more religious news here.
In the first canonization on U.S. soil, Pope Francis is elevated to sainthood an 18th century missionary who brought Catholicism to the American West Coast. Francis canonized Junipero Serra on Wednesday during a mass in Washington. Serra was a Franciscan friar who marched north from Baja California with Spanish conquistadors, establishing 9 of the 21 missions in what is now California. But it was quite a polarizing thing because Serra is revered by Catholics for his missionary work, and many Latinos in the U.S. view his canonization as a badly needed acknowledgement of Hispanics' role in the American church. But many Native Americans say Serra enslaved converts and contributed to the spread of disease that wiped out indigenous populations. Today, also, he's delivering the first ever papal address to Congress. In fact, he's doing so right now, speaking to Republican majority legislators deeply at odds with Obama on issues such as gay rights, immigration, abortion, and climate change.
Big deal, that. And on a local note, because Junipero Serra founded the mission at San Juan Capistrano, right, just south of here.
Yeah, he did, huh?
Mm-hmm. And there's a high school in Capistrano called Junipero Serra High School. I'm sorry about my pronunciation. Yes, big deal.
That's why I pronounced it like a white man, because I didn't want to mess it up.
Junipero Serra!
I just said the J.
Yeah.
So yeah, big news. Pope's in town.
Yeah, cool.
A Harvard employee has been charged with stealing an estimated $80,000 from his university and spending it on Lego sets and a variety of gadgets for his home in Massachusetts. Sean Bunn, 44, former computer lab manager and employee of Harvard for 17 years, is being accused of using his university-issued credit card to pay for personal items, such as Lego sets, televisions, a table saw, garbage disposal, and multiple iPads. And all of those things were found when the Harvard police raided his home. Yes, there's a Harvard police. Charges being filed against Bunn include larceny, false entry in corporate books, and using forged documents in the Superior Court.
Well, there you go. I mean, he bought Lego. I don't think you should. I think you should be. They should set him free.
You think he's fine?
Yeah, I think they should just. You should pay back the money. And it's a great story.
We got a Facebook message this morning from somebody who lost their tickets to KX Fest this weekend on Saturday, and they wanted us to replace them, which is fine. We'll do it. And he said, "I'll do anything. I'll sleep on a Lego."
Oh yeah,
I thought that was pretty funny.
That's an updated version of the Princess and the Pea.
Yeah, I said, "No need to sleep on a Lego."
No.
Kindly get your tickets back. All right, let's finish the headline real quick.
Okay.
Starbucks has a new drink that's supposed to taste like...
Okay, finish the headline.
Well, obviously, coffee.
No. It's supposed to taste like the... It's really funny.
They finally got a drink that actually tastes like coffee.
It's supposed to taste like the bottom of your cereal bowl, the milk,
sugary milk
that cascades at the bottom of the bowl.
Everybody likes that,
I guess.
I feel very guilty drinking it.
Starbucks is selling the pumpkin spice latte again. That's back in fashion, but they haven't done a new drink in over 4 years. So the national tragedy is over, Jason. Don't worry.
How does Starbucks get away with it? The coffee is crappy.
I don't know.
And the pastries are dab. I mean, this, I know I sound like a Jew, and I am. So I'm going to sound like one. The pastries, oi, terrible. How do they get away with it? The terrible pastries, the lousy
this
coffee.
This new drink sounds pretty good. It's called the Toasted Graham Latte. Espresso, steam milk, sweet cream, graham cracker flavoring, cinnamon and crumbled graham crackers on top.
Mm.
Mm?
It does sound like a
it
dessert,
does sound good.
It? Yeah.
It's supposed to be available for a limited time only.
Yeah, well, whatever.
two guys made a rope with blank to try to escape prison.
Okay, finish the headline.
Two guys made a rope with their fellow prisoners.
Not a bad idea. No, they made a rope with bed sheets like you might see in the movies.
Yeah, that's a cartoon, isn't it?
But it didn't work.
Yeah.
They tried to break out of jail in Kentucky on Monday, and they made a rope out of bed sheets, but they tied very poor knots, and one of them came loose, and the guy's now in the hospital recovering from his prison fall.
That speaks to the poor quality of bed sheets in American prisons.
Is that what this story is about?
I think that's what it is. I think we should definitely do a campaign to get, you know, at least 500 thread bed sheets in there so that the prisoners are at least comfortable.
Egyptian cotton?
Yeah, something nice like that.
Well, they didn't make it. And the other guy just watched his buddy fall and then turned himself in. He was like, sorry.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Great idea, though. Hey, listen, if you're in jail, you want to get out, don't you?
I suppose.
I mean, that's part of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would think so anyway. Can't think. I mean, they say that people do get, like, what's the word? They become
institutionalized.
Institutionalized, exactly word. Thank you, Tyler.
And you know why I know that word?
Why?
Because, I know it. I just know it. But they have a big conversation about it in my favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Ah, they do. That's right. That's because they've got to get busy living.
Or get busy
or
dying.
Or get busy dying. So that, there is institutionalization. And they say marriage is an institution. Don't they? Who wants to live in an institution is the question. And then there's Stockholm Syndrome. That's another thing where you become friendly with your captors. Fall in love with your captors.
I want to see how big of a tangent you'll go on if you just keep going.
Well, I can go forever. That Stockholm. Been to Stockholm. Long time ago. On a train. Anyway, there you go. Trains are good, aren't they?
That was your news this morning. Thanks, Jason Fetty. And Jack Fast is going to punk Newport soon. Stay tuned on Daily Scramble Live.
Yay!
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, that's our morning show. Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Jason Fetty's in studio. Tyler Russell.
How's it going? All right.
We got a comment online from Carter Edmonds in South Carolina. Oh. Chapin, South Carolina.
Hello, South Carolina.
He said, yeah, we're out here. Right? Because we just said, where are you? He said, we're here. Tell Jason I have a solution for his clock problem.
Oh, yeah.
He said, back in the 80s, I had to be at work at 6 a.m. to relieve the night shift. Mm. I had an arrangement where I would call the guy, the guy he was relieving, at 5 a.m. to let him know he was up and on the way. And if he didn't hear from him, he would call and wake him up.
Oh.
Right?
That's a good coworker.
So you could call me in the morning when you're on your way,
right,
since I'm here, and say, I'm on my way. And if you don't, I'll call you.
I like it. Are you up for that?
The responsibility is large, but I'm up for it.
The responsibility on your part is large?
Yes.
Well, not necessarily. You don't have to think about it unless. Oh, no, that's right. You have to remember.
I have to call you.
You have to set an alarm. And go, oh, call Fetty, unless he's, called me. Yeah. I don't want to put the responsibility on you, Tyler.
But
I'm a big boy.
I still might. Maybe I'll every other morning or so, I'll just surprise you.
Maybe I'll surprise you and be on time.
That would be something. Hey, let's play a game.
All right, what do you want to play?
This one.
And now, Slang Bang.
Slang Bang.
That game.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so this is a new game that we've got because Jason's British and I'm American and we think that's fun.
It's not like we need to draw attention to it. Hey, guys, guess what? Jason's British. Get over it.
Everyone likes it, Jason.
All right, go on.
So I'm going to give Jason some American slang that he's going to have to try to identify what it means. And he's going to give me some British slang that I'm going to try to find the meaning of.
Okay.
And one of us will win a prize. Oh. And it'll be a shiny new kazoo.
Super. Super.
Would you like to go first?
Do you really have a shiny new kazoo for me?
Nope.
No. Okay, I'll go first if you'd like. Have you any idea what a meat wagon is?
A meat wagon.
A meat wagon.
It sounds like an insult, like what you might call a friend who's been...
fat friend.
He's a fat friend. I was going to say something else. But yeah, he's a fat friend. Is that right?
No, it's not right. It is a rather pejorative term, though, for a police van.
Oh.
The meat wagon.
Yeah.
Got carted off in a meat wagon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, police van.
Is that common?
Very common, yeah.
Very common.
Yep.
How about, you're going to know all these because you've been here for a decade.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Always a problem for Americans and British. When it comes to that kind of thing, Americans often say, oh, I don't understand what you're saying, or, because you're not used to my... Whereas I grew up on American TV and films and stuff, so I've heard it all.
Put up your dukes.
Put up your dukes, dude.
You know what that means?
Put up your dukes. It means let's have a fight.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easy.
Yeah, put up your fists. I wonder where that comes from.
I'll tell you.
Go on,
I have it right here.
Go on.
It's rumored to be of British origin, actually.
Right, okay.
The Duke of York. That's all it says.
Oh, Duke of York. Grand old Duke of York.
Yeah.
He had 10,000 men.
Something about him.
He marched them up to the top of the hill.
He put them up.
He marched them down again. But there is a duke. There was a duke who invented Queensbury. The Duke of Queensbury. Was he a duke? They're the rules of boxing. The Queensbury rules.
Oh.
It was his son who got Oscar Wilde into trouble, and he had an affair with Oscar Wilde, and Oscar Wilde went to jail on the evidence given by this guy's son for having a homosexual affair when that was illegal.
Huh.
Loads of information this morning, Jay. All right.
All right, your turn.
You want some?
Yep.
Okay. How about... no, not that kind of... Do you know what your trolleys are?
Your trolleys?
Yeah.
Your socks?
No, but very close. Your underpants.
Ah!
Yeah.
I knew it was an undergarment of sorts.
I've lost me trolleys.
And that's common as well.
Very common, yeah. Me trolleys.
When you came here, did you have to stop saying those sorts of things?
Well, you stop saying them one by one.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what people know and what they don't know.
What did you stop saying first? Maybe the toilet?
No, because people sort of know what that is. But I think the things that go first are the things that people would understand if they have the same accent. For example, like butter. Could I get some extra butter, please, to the waiter in a restaurant?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're like, especially if they're not American, you know, not just American people, if they're like foreign people with their first job, you know, like waiting tables.
It's too hard to understand.
Yeah, they're like, so then you have to start saying butter really quickly. Butter.
You're so weird butter. With double T words.
I know. Well, that's what happens.
So weird.
But if you ask for butter, they bring you an Indian, a big fat Indian god.
A Buddha. Took me a second.
Honestly, I've had the Buddha so many times on my table. That was all the time.
All right, next word. Ready?
Go on.
Next American slang word in our game of slang bang. Jonesing.
I'm jonesing for something.
Yeah, see, what's that mean?
It means I think it means I'm desperately in need of something.
Yeah,
I'm craving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for example, in the 1970s, you were jonesing for some heroin.
Not in the 70s. In the 1970s, I was 13 in 1979.
I don't know how early you got started.
No, not until... I wasn't a crack baby. But I get your point.
It actually started with heroin addiction. That's where the term came from.
Really? And where does it come from? What does it mean?
It just says Jones. Jones was a term used for heroin. And now the word can be applied to anything. Like I'm jonesing for a cola.
Yeah, or a cup of coffee. I tell you that for nout.
What else you got?
Nout, that's a good one.
Nout?
Nout.
You mean for not?
Well, that's what it means, yeah. Now, out or nout. Anything or nothing. But I'll give you another one. do you know what a butty is?
Spell it.
B-U-T-T-Y.
Butty.
Butty.
Is that what you accidentally get on your table when you order butter at the American
no,
restaurant?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? But no, it's not what it is.
What is it?
It's a sandwich. Chip butty is a sandwich with French fries in it.
How do you guys do all this?
Two chip butty. There's a great Italian guy at a cafe in the city center when I was a kid. And we always used to make fun of him because if you ordered a chip butty, he would call it out to the kitchen, right? Call it behind him to the kitchen. And we thought it was hilarious that he said, two chip butty, two chip butty.
Did you work at this
place?
It was
very funny. No, we used to go on a Saturday afternoon with our friends into town, go shopping or whatever, and we'd meet at this little cafe, the two chip butty cafe. Two chip butty.
All right, one more American one.
It was kind of breathy. Two chip butty. Anyway, go on then. One more American one.
Carpetbagger.
Oh, carpetbagger. God, I don't know what that is. Wait a minute. Someone's a carpetbagger. They're hiding something from you. No?
No. Nope.
Maybe? All right. Mm-hmm. They're putting a floor covering into a carryable sack.
Yep, you got it. It's a politician, typically,
yep.
Who seeks election somewhere they've never previously resided. It can also be someone or a corporation who profits from other people's misfortune. Two very different things.
Yeah, but the same sort of thing, isn't it? I mean, if you run as a politician in a place where you've never lived, politicians always benefit from people's misfortunes. If you benefit from somebody else's, a different town's misfortunes, same sort of thing. So I reckon the route is the same. So what is the route, Tyler Russell? Do you know?
Don't have that one.
Nah, never mind. All right, carpet baggers, carpet bagging.
Pretty much every politician in America looks pretty miserable right now.
They do. And the Pope is a carpet bagger.
Yeah, he's carpet bagging right now.
He's come here to benefit from our misfortune of having John Boehner on the stand and the other guy whose name nobody can remember.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
The Pope's speaking to Congress right now and has been for the last 40 minutes or so. And I've understood about 1% of what he said.
He's got, and the way he's standing, and the way he, when you look at him straight on, he's got Boehner on one side, and he's got Joe on the other side, and the two of them look like good, evil and good angels on his shoulders. It's hilarious. Depending on what, you know, side of the political fence that you reside,
they keep showing people, Congress people's faces in the pews, and they're just like, they have to look confused.
No, it's very difficult for them because he is does not fit the mold.
No, yeah.
If he's, I don't know what he's talking about. We'll watch it all when we're finished work, probably on YouTube. But still, he's saying that, you know, we shouldn't worry about too much about issues like abortion. More importantly, poverty is important. Well, if you're on the right of this great nation, you know, that's confusing. They've, yeah, got, they've got confused looks on the faces.
Angry. That one looked angry.
Yeah, not happy with him at all. Well, a man in a dress just told me I was wrong.
who drives in a superhero car?
He's like the Popey Lama. He's like the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, very deep
Catholic, sort of
equally hard to understand as the Dalai Lama.
He's got a very thick accent. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of Spanish and Latin all thrown in. That's Russian.
That sounded,
you know,
backwards Russian.
Yeah. Same kind of thing.
All right, coming up, Jack Fast is going to punk Newport this morning. We're sending him to a store in Newport Beach because we like to play affectionate pranks on our northern neighbor. And he's going to pretend to recognize an old friend by a name tag that he identifies.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We'll get him on the phone here shortly. This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. And our buddy who wrote in wanted to hear a song, who said, yes, Jason, we do hear you. Carter, he wants to hear Modern English, and as far as I know, there's only one Modern English song.
Thanks, Carter. It's nice to hear that you're there.
KX93.5 brings you Daily Scramble Live every weekday morning with myself, Tyler Russell, and that guy, Jason Fetty.
Hello.
And right now, Jack Fast is going to punk Newport. Would you like to remind people what he's doing this morning?
So Jack Fast goes up to Newport and he punks or makes fun of in some way our little neighbors to the north who we make fun of because we think we're cooler than them, which is true. It's actually very true that we are. It's not just an opinion. And so Jack goes up there. Anyway, this morning, Tyler came up with the idea of Jack going into a business or place of work and looking at somebody's name tag. And then, with that information, armed with that information, he is going to say, hey, I haven't seen you for years. How are you doing? He's going to pretend that it's a person that he's known and see if that person plays along with it, which we presume they will, or just says, no, I've no idea who you are. But either way, he's going to do something which would embarrass 99.999% of the population. But he has got a screw loose.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Jack Fast, where are you?
I am just sort of, you know, loitering at a gas station like most teenagers do. So there's nothing unusual about it.
Okay. Have you identified the name of the gas station attendant yet?
Oh, I'm working on it now.
How's your eyesight, Jack? Can you see his name tag?
Well, my eyesight, last time I checked, I think I could see through walls, but as for just sort of close distance, it's pretty bad.
You're insane.
All right, well, so do you want to go inside and I try to identify it and then just start the conversation and we'll be here on the phone?
All righty, sounds good.
All right, Jack is about to recognize an old friend who's not actually an old friend at a gas station in Newport Beach. Good luck.
Alrighty. Good dog, what's up? Early, bro? Jack, bro? And, Tom, or, Will. Will, man. This is cool, right? God, I'm good to see you. What are you doing here, man? Oh, you're seeing him? Me too. You don't have any glasses yet, bro.
Oh, what do you have for English?
Rusty is. No, I have Hendro. Hendro, man. Yeah, man. Alright, cool. What are you guys doing here? Working, hanging out? Yeah. Alright, cool. What kind of coffee? You guys got vanilla. Vanilla latte. Well, hey man. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I always like vanilla latte. Mind if I take a whiff of that? Sounds delightful.
Oh yeah.
Sounds delightful. Definitely. So see you, man. See ya, how's it going?
All right, so I just went up to some guy who works there, and I pretended that he went to my school. And apparently, he's a graduate, but he definitely does not go to my school, which is awkward.
So he totally played along. He just made it not awkward for you guys, or tried to.
Yeah, he did. It got weird. It got weird. I ended up actually smelling whatever drink he had.
So you smelled his drink. Out.
No, I did. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but he kind of looked at me like if I wanted to sit. And I was about to drink this guy's coffee.
Jack, you give me indigestion. Just the idea of walking up to people. I don't like walking up to people and asking them a question that's valid, let alone this kind of thing. You're unbelievable, dude.
Yeah. Honestly, it got kind of weird. Actually, I went ahead. I just locked myself in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom now?
Yeah, it's really small, kind of dusty. I'm gonna be 100% honest.
Jack was less weird about going up to random women and doing pickup lines than he was about this particular prank.
No, and see, now you've got to, in some way, you've got to find a sort of Larry David-ish kind of way of getting out of the bathroom.
There's a vent here, and I'm considering unscrewing it and just hopping out there.
Just James Bond your way out of the gas station. Jack Fass, you successfully punked Newport again this morning. You recognized your old buddy, Will, at the gas station. And you carried on the most awkward, great conversation. Well done, sir.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a sponge for your spongy form. It's a little grease, if you will, for your grey matter. So look, let's just shake it out. Namaste, right? Whatever that means. Just relax, okay? Stop thinking about whatever it is and listen to this. If you talk to God, that's called praying. If you're listening for God, that's a form of meditation. But if God talks to you, that's probably schizophrenia.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Yep. Good one, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that one. Coming up in a second here, we're going to tell you the secret word for today's interview, which is with Moons on Mars.
Yeah.
At just after 9 a.m. They're out of Los Angeles, Moons of Mars, rather. And they've been in here before. And we're going to have a secret word that we try to get them to say during the interview.
Okay.
Hey, I've got another email, another listener.
Oh, good.
Writing in this morning. Aaron, who's listening, told us what a carpetbagger originated from.
Oh.
Because we were playing a game.
Well, that's going back a bit. But
I know it is. We played a game earlier this morning called Slang Bang, where we read American and British slang to each other and tried to guess what they meant. And we did not know the origin of carpetbagger. Mm-hmm. So would you like to know?
I would love to know.
A pejorative used to describe Northerners who descended upon the South during the post-Civil War Reconstruction period. Mm-hmm. The carpetbaggers were typically politically connected and traveled to the South to oversee the Reconstruction process, but really just profited through corruption and quickly left town.
A bit like, sort of, let's say, whoever's left in Iraq right now.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly like that. So what's the term carpetbagger, where's it from? What does it mean?
What does it mean now?
No, I mean, what's the etymology of it?
Well, that's it.
No, but
you mean like...
Why is it carpet and why is it bagger? Yeah, nobody seems to know.
Oh, it's here.
All right.
Got to keep reading.
All right.
Okay. They stole so much that they needed large bags to carry away the booty.
Okay, so that's the bagger bit.
Carpet salesmen in the era used to travel with large bags holding carpet samples as they went town by town.
They needed a carpet bag. So much loot that they stole that they needed carpet bags to put it in.
That's a
really
complex
great.
And varied history.
It's really good.
Of a term.
You got time for one more thing?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Me?
Happy birthday to... You know what? No, it's not your birthday. Talking about...
Whose birthday is it?
It's everybody's birthday. Why? Because Happy Birthday, the song, got released from licensing yesterday.
Hey, remember how you weren't on the show yesterday?
Yeah, did you do this? Oh, you already did it. Right.
Okay. No, it's still good. Still newsworthy. It's still newsworthy.
I bet you didn't do that. I bet you didn't sing
it. I didn't sing it. We can now sing it free of copyright. But it's still going to be in the appeals court. But as of now, yeah, Happy Birthday is a public domain.
They're still going to Warner Chappell, who owned the publishing and got $2 million per year
right.
from this publishing.
Which actually seems like not very much.
Well, not very much to you, pal, because you eat lobster for breakfast. But for me, $2 million is a fortune.
No, what I mean
you wouldn't
is,
see me for dust.
Not for me, but I mean like if I owned the most popular song on the planet,
right.
which it is, I would want to make more than $2 million
But
a
that's
year.
How they got under the radar for so many years, by not making it billions.
Yeah.
Making it just a couple of mil.
Yeah.
A couple of cool mil. Because
they
mil.
Never really owned the rights to it.
No. They owned the rights to a certain arrangement of it, a piano arrangement from the 1920s, I think. But apart from that, nah, they don't own it.
They're going to have some serious damages to pay for that thing.
You think they're going to have to pay some royalties that they didn't pay before?
Totally.
Do
well,
you?
Not royalties, but they're going to have to pay back some
back
of the
some
money
stuff.
That they've made.
Well, we pay, obviously, as a radio station because we're publicly broadcasting.
I don't
broadcasting.
Think we've ever played Happy Birthday.
No, but we don't have to play Happy Birthday. We pay a certain amount to ASCAP and BMI,
yeah.
these collection
yeah.
agencies. Right, and that's where
well,
the money goes.
It's movies and TV. Anytime someone sings Happy Birthday
yeah.
in a TV or movie, they have to pay.
Just don't put the money.
But not anymore.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge deal. So you can sing it with impunity. And she's a lovely girl, but it's not her birthday today.
All right, let's do the secret word. Are you ready?
Okay.
So the secret word is something we do when a band comes in studio and we interview them and we try to get them to say a specific word. Something for you to follow along and have a little insider scoop. Feel like you're in on the joke from home. And we're trying to spice up our interviewing skills by leading them down some weird tangent without ruining the whole interview.
Right. They will know that there is, in fact, a word
right.
that we're looking for.
Right.
But they won't know what it is or when we're going to start probing.
Yes. So.
All right.
Today's secret word is.
Am I saying it?
Today's secret word is.
Janitor. Or janitor. I can't
today's
say
today's secret word is.
Why are you choosing a word I can't say?
Today's secret word is.
It's janitor, J-A-N-I-T-O-R. However you pronounce that word.
Just one more time,
today's
one more time.
Secret word is.
Janitor.
You can't say janitor.
Can't say janitor.
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 If you speak American English, the secret word is janitor.
Yeah.
So no idea how we're going to get there, but we'll try to get there.
I'm not going to get there. I'm not even going to.
You can't even say the word.
They're not British, this band, are they?
Say butter again.
Butter. I'm a butterist.
KX93.5 welcomes to the show now, Moons of Mars. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. You guys, Silver Lake, right? Everybody's from Silver Lake. Silver Lake's just like a compound full of bands.
It is. There's a musician on every corner.
No doubt.
Only some of them are from Silver Lake, though. The rest of them live in the up-and-coming hip LA downtown district.
No, that's right. So believe.
Above like a taqueria, right? Is that right?
It's true.
Yeah.
And, we have neighbors as homeless people too sometimes. That's cool. But
oh, yeah. I had a guy on yesterday who lives in rural Wales with sheep all around him. So
that would be even cooler.
Is that true?
True.
Really? You have a guy from Wales
guy
on
named,
there?
Guy named L.A. Priest. Goes by L.A. Priest.
L.A. Priest.
And he's not from Los Angeles.
No, he's not. He just goes by L.A. Priest and he lives with a bunch of sheep in a field in Wales.
Are you sure it's not Law Priest?
It used to be Law Priest. And no, really. And then people started adopting it as L.A. and he just went with it.
Cool.
And he's from rural Wales. I've been to rural Wales.
I have not, but I would love to.
There are a lot of sheep there.
Really?
More sheep than people.
Wow.
Are there more sheep than homeless people are in L.A.?
Well, they say you have to get up very early to get a pretty one. There are many sheep.
Oh, God.
It's that kind of place. Seriously.
Hello, Mario and Brandon. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey.
Moons of Mars is a fairly new band, but you guys have been in our studio before, about a year ago. You've signed our wall.
Yeah.
And you've got a new EP out as of this April. What's that called?
It's called Free to Fly.
Cool.
And we released it, I think, the 7th of April. So it's been out for a couple months, and we love it. Yeah, we're excited that you guys are... supporting us as always, and we're excited to be here again.
Yeah, we're always on top of it for bands like you out of LA that are, you know, trying to make it and doing good things. Tell us about the single Poolside.
So yeah, that's actually an additional single that we just released 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we premiered it, and it's been doing really great. It kind of just, my brother and I are always writing. We're meeting every week and we're writing and trying to like get the creative juices flowing. And this song just came out one day and we went with it. So we decided that we needed to release it as an end of the summer jam.
Okay.
And we did. And it's been doing really great. It's been on K-Rock Locals top two the last 2 weeks, which has been really surprising and exciting. And yeah, we've gotten some great plays from it. So.
I've never heard of it.
Is that a radio station?
Have you ever heard of that?
What is it?
Is that another?
What does he mean by that?
I don't think I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
What's the writing process like for you? How do you collaborate? You're writing with your brother, which is interesting.
Yeah, my brother and I have been doing music forever. We've been in a number of different bands. Actually, one of them being out of Mission Viejo for a few years.
Wow.
And so we've kind of, over the years, we've developed differently and we figured it out. I feel like the best way with Moons of Mars. My brother is the producer and he knows how to play everything. He's like a Swiss Army knife of music. and so we get in there and we just, you know, we're either, we have some ideas like on our own or separately, and then we just go in and we just start, you know, flowing things. And
must be great working with a family member, because there's no, like, you know, when you collaborate with somebody new and there's that whole get the formalities out of the way, get to know each other. How much can you swear? How much can you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Half the time when I'm writing songs with people, I get to a point where everything rhymes with a swear word. So you've just got to do it. Get it out.
Yeah.
Right. And get the filth out first. And then,
totally.
But with you and your brother, you've known each other obviously since you were babies.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing. And we've, at least the last year, we've been in this like really sweet pocket where things have just been really flowing. And, we're almost ready for a full length too, so we're kind of looking at that and having fun with those ideas and hopefully releasing in the next few months. But yeah, it's been really sweet, really, really sweet.
Is this full time for you guys now, being in a band?
Yeah, my brother actually is full time.
Yeah.
I have a side job as well.
You're working at the taqueria under your apartment.
Come on, what are you doing? Let's hear what you're doing. I'd love to hear.
I'll give you free cheese if you guys come by.
I love to hear people's dumb jobs. Everybody's got a dumb job. This is mine.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's a pretty cool dumb job.
What do you do?
I actually do styling in LA. I know it's pretty cliche.
You're a stylish fellow.
But yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that. So I do like styling and I manage a men's store over there. And I've been actually very fortunate and have done some videos and photo shoots for some interesting artistic people.
At least you're not cleaning houses or office buildings or something like that.
No, it's creative.
It's creative.
The best kind of dumb job.
Yeah, it's totally creative and it pays the bills for now, you know, and it's fun. It's always something new. So it's cool.
Right.
Everybody can make fun of hairstylists, but everybody gets their hair cut. Most people do anyway. You know, so
the economy is very sure for a hairstylist's future, I think. Everybody needs one.
Totally.
So nobody in the band has like a mop and a bucket cleaning up school grounds.
Thankfully, no.
Nothing like that.
No, we do not.
All right, good. Moons of Mars in studio right now. Let's play your new single called Poolside and we'll chat a little more. We'll come back with another one. Anything you want to say about it before we play it?
Like it and listen to it and share it with everyone you know.
Do you want people to listen to it deeply or on the surface?
Always deeply, man. Always deeply.
Just give it about 40%. You don't mind.
All right. Here we go. We're going to play it. Poolside, Moons of Mars on KX93.5. They're in studio now.
It's not.
That is Moons of Mars, who are in studio now on KX93.5, their new single Poolside that we just played in entirety. Nice work, guys. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And you said the response has been pretty good.
It's been really, really, really great. Yeah, we've had a great number of listens and a lot of great feedback, so we're excited.
Where would you like people to go to find the single, find your music, find you guys?
Well, that specific single, as of right now, is just on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So you can visit us at soundcloud.com/Moons of Mars.
Cool.
And you could listen to our whole EP there as well. But also the rest of the EP is released on every little network, music network, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, all that. So you can find us there.
It's really great for us, actually, to get in at the flight. You say it's only on SoundCloud. It amazes me. Because anybody listening is going to think, wow, this should be in a movie or, you know, in a TV thing. It's very sort of, is filmic a word?
Filmy?
Filmic. Or filmy is a good word.
Filmy.
It's filmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or licensable, I guess you
there
can say.
There you go. That's the word he's looking for. That's the word that
placement. Right,
yeah. If expensive. Any music supervisors are listening right now, that's what you meant to say.
Expensive and desirable.
I like filmy though. Filmy's nice.
Filmy.
You are working on some music videos, not necessarily for that tune, but some videos are in the works, right?
Yeah. We have a few ideas out there, and we're talking to a few people about doing a video for possibly. I don't know. We haven't decided. This is our manager, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Hey,
and we're talking about doing it for probably a new single that we are really excited about that we'll be releasing in the next few months. But you never know.
Do you have a concept in your head? Any cool?
We do.
Can you share a teaser of it or no?
I don't know. Can we share it? There's going to be a lot of fog. It's going to be some night shots, some desert, and a lot of running, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be hopefully pretty epic.
Is it going to be like that Alt-J video where the guy's running and he gets shot with a bunch of arrows and he dies at the end?
I haven't seen that.
Seen that one?
That sounds awesome.
You've seen the Hunger of the Pine video?
Yeah.
I like running. I like arrows.
Yeah, so. There's fog in that one too.
I like fog.
Is this how we brainstorm videos? I've never done it, so I don't know. I like saucepans. Yeah, write that down. I like elephants. What about, no, we'll never get an elephant. Forget it. Where are we going to get an elephant from? You're ridiculous. Okay, next thing.
But
you seem really like you're in the middle of a creative time for yourself. You sound like a creative guy. You've got ideas, you want to do the next thing, then there's an album, now there's going to be a video, blah blah blah. It's a great vibe and it's infectious.
Thanks,
so
man.
Good for
yeah,
you
yeah we're really cool. we've always been dreamers and we're excited to see it all come about and come to birth, you know. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really cool.
And you've got a big team behind you these days, right? A lawyer, a representative, a blah blah blah. I mean, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Since the release of the EP, we've been building our team, which has been super super exciting. We've had a few people come about and try to join the team, and we signed a sync deal recently with some great people. We have a manager who is amazing, who's with me today.
Hi, Brandon.
And Brandon. He has a great laugh, doesn't he?
Yeah, I like when he chimes in.
And we have an amazing lawyer who is representing us as well. It's been really great, really, really great.
Do you have a guy who cleans up after you?
That's
Brandon, yeah. It's Brandon. No, we don't. But
you don't have a guy with
do you
a
guys
broom.
Are you guys looking for a job?
Well, no, I mean, you don't have a guy with a broom. I always imagine rock stars got a guy with a broom, cleans up after them, makes sure everything's cool. If anything breaks, he fixes it. What would you call a guy like that, do you think?
Like a band.
Like a caretaker, like a
bandmate.
Like it might be like we're not doing very well. And
groupie?
No. If you had a building, let's say, and then a guy would clean the building, that guy, what would his title be, his job title? He would be a
band. I know what you're trying to do right now. And to be honest, I want to help you.
I know you do.
Band. Brandon, help me out, dude.
It might rhyme with monitor.
No,
not very well.
Not well at all.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It's a...
No, you can't.
Pot.
You can't.
We're
do
not
that.
Allowed to do this,
do
are we?
Mm-mm.
Oh well, I'm not going to get the secret word. It's not your fault.
Well, this is the sound that would have played if you got the secret word.
Oh, I want
but
that secret word
but
so bad.
Moons of Mars is in studio. That's okay. You're still a band, and that's what's more important than the secret word. We're going to play one more song from you guys. Tell us about Clouds.
So Clouds is. to me personally, it was my favorite song that we wrote on the EP. It was actually the very, very last one that we finished up, and we kind of just threw it in at the very end. We had some ideas for the fourth track, and we bumped them out and put that one in. And it's just a really cool, vibey, high-energy song that just talks about dreamers and how sometimes we get so caught up being in the clouds, and sometimes in order to make, you know, things come about, you have to realize that you have to work hard, you have to hustle, and it's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So that's what this song's about.
Cool.
I love it.
Moons of Mars, Clouds on KX 93.5. That is new stuff from Moons of Mars. The song is Clouds. The album, EP rather, Free to Fly, is out. You can grab it on any digital service online. And Brandon and Mario from Moons of Mars are in studio. Hi again.
Hello.
Nice work, you guys. Thank you for sharing your new tunes for us. Brandon apparently knows the secret word, so should we just...
I'm excited.
You want to just say it? I don't have a
janitor. Janitor
is right!
How did I not get that? Hallelujah.
I feel so stupid now. It's so easy.
I bet it's so like, obvious. Right,
it's not your
monitor,
fault.
Monitor, janitor, I know, so easy.
But it's not your fault. It's entirely our
fault. I had my head in the clouds.
Hey. It's like you've been chilling poolside too much.
I like that one too.
No, I tried to lead you to it by asking if you had people cleaning up after you. I asked if if you had people, your side jobs, if you had a mop and a bucket and were cleaning school grounds. I asked you a lot of things to get there.
I was no help at all.
It went right over my head.
I was thinking about songwriting and the creation of music, production, how you get to, you know, but Tyler wasn't interested in any of that.
So what do we get? What's our prize?
Oh, you get a lifetime supply of
stickers. KX935 stickers.
I love it.
A lifetime supply. So we'll give you one now.
That's fantastic.
When that one's, you know, a little bit dog-eared.
You have to drive all the way down here. Yeah. And we'll give you another as many times as you want.
We will do that for sure.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in this
morning. Thanks for having us.
And this will be podcast online within our Daily Scramble Live podcast at kx935.com. The show coming up in October. Where's that?
Yes. October 5th, we're playing a free show on that Monday night, supporting our friends Kid Cadaver. And it's going to be free. So come out to the Bootleg Theater on October 5th.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for your time. Moons of Mars on KX93.5. See ya.
Later.